Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continuing with Zechor de Miriam from the Chofetz Chaim, Perek Yud Ches, Shin number 72. His Ayrus Lizgalus Kovar Hashem. The Chofetz Chaim is talking to us now, encouraging us to bring out the Kovar Hashem and our actions, which will ultimately bring Mashiach Tzidkenu. And he told us, how do we bring Mashiach Tzidkenu? He says, "Kol echod ve'echod lefi mashuhu kifi acholta." Each person has to do what's in his capability. A person has the ability to learn Mishnayos. He has to learn Mishnayos. To learn Gemara, learn Gemara. Learn Chumash, learn Chumash. Learn Halacha. Men, women, everyone, we all have to learn Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Brachos, Hilchos Tefillah. All the Halachas that apply to us. Furthermore, he says, "Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Ritunya b'Yosef." Hashem does not ask us to do something which is not in our ability to do. Chazal tell us that when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's time to build a Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu was shaking. Nizdazeya, he was shaking. He says, Eich yochol odom lasos bayis l'shmoy shlakosh baruch hu. How is it possible a person can make a house for Hashem? A bayis l'shmoy shlakosh baruch hu. How could that be? Does it not say that the heavens is like the chair and the earth is like the pedestal for Hashem's feet? Of course, Hashem doesn't have a body, but just to give a little understanding for us, how can we create a bayis, a house for Hashem to encompass the Shekhinah? So Hashem said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're looking at it from the wrong perspective. You're looking at it from my perspective. Look at it from your perspective. Heishiv loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu loy lefi koichi ani mevakesh el lefi koicham. Or your koich, koicham. I'm asking you to do what's in your ability, what you can do. Similar medrash. When Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu that he should ask for the gold and silver for the Mishkan, Nizdazeya Moshe. Once again, he was Nizdazeya. You have to know, didn't he see from the first time what the answer was? Moshe Rabbeinu was shaking. He was saying, the Pasuk says, Liya Kesef, Liya Zav, no Hashem. Hashem has all the Kesef. Hashem has all the gold and silver. What does that mean? I should ask to get all the gold and silver for the Mishkan. Heishiv lo, Eloi lefi koichi, Eloi lefi koichon. It's according to your strength, your koiches, your ability. And that's the point over here. Kloloi shel davar, says the Chofetz Chaim. The rule is as follows. Kol odom mechuyiv lechazeg es atzmoi b'choma sheyesh b'koichoi. Each person has to strengthen himself in what he can. We don't know the specific reason. We're not neviim as to why what happened this past Thursday on Lag B'Omer. But we do know that we can mechazik and strengthen ourselves. Chazal tell us, "Ein pronis bali oilum el b'shvili Yisrael." If Rachman litzlan, there are tragedies in the world. Those tragedies, says the Gemara in Yevamos, are coming to talk to us. That's a different, totally different tragedy. Nothing connected to us. It actually is connected to us. That's the Gemara's eye opener is, and telling us something happens across the world, in India, in China. It's talking to us as well. Al chaskam v'kam, much more so. If Rachman litzlan, a tragedy like just occurred on Lag B'Omer, of course Hashem is talking to us. So you say, well, what are we supposed to fix? Each person has to look to themselves, and each person has to fix what they need to mechazik. This is exactly what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us. Kol echod v'echod lefi mashu kifi yecholta. Each person according to what he is able to do. Is it chesed he has to fix more? Is it tzedakah he has to fix more? Is it Talmud Torah, which is keneged kulam? Is that what he has to fix as mechazik? Is it ben adam lechaveira he has to fix more? Is it ben adam lemakoyim? Between man and Hashem, between man and man? Which one? There's a lot to work on. Kol adam mechuyov. Each person is obligated, says the Chofetz Chaim. Lechazik es atzmoy. The whole mash yesh bekoicha, to strengthen himself and whatever in any way possible he can.